Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, where I talk to you in everyday English about everyday topics in a way that is easy to understand for people learning English. And today, I'm going to talk a bit about Barbie. And you probably know at the moment that there is a Barbie movie that is getting a lot of attention in the media, probably because Barbie has been popular for a very long time. You know, I think everybody's heard of Barbie. I think most countries around the world sell Barbies and young people play with Barbies all around the world. And Barbies have been around for a very long time. I don't know that much about Barbies, and I don't know that much about the movie. Actually, at first, I wasn't interested in watching the movie, just because it looked kind of, I don't know, like a lot of modern movies these days without much substance. But then I heard that it's got quite a feminist theme to it. And perhaps you know, if you've listened to the podcast in a while, I'm very interested in sociology, and I'm very interested in making a fair world for everybody. So when I found out that the movie had feminist tones to it, I actually became a bit more interested in seeing it. I don't think I'm interested enough to go to the cinema and see it, but perhaps later when it's on Netflix or Amazon or somewhere else in the future, I'll probably watch it just to see what people were talking about. But yeah, it's interesting in the media that I think a lot of people were put off by it being a feminist movie. A lot of people said, oh, I'm not going to watch it, it's feminist. And I saw in America, there are some right-wing politicians that were burning Barbie dolls and things like that, which they do a lot in America. You see that a lot with these right-wing people when they get angry about stuff. Like a little while ago, there was a big thing going on with Bud Light. So Bud Light is like the light version of Budweiser. And yeah, usually right wing, it's actually has quite a big popular with the kind of right wing Republican people in America. If for some reason they tend to like this beer. And yeah, it's usually very popular with them, you know, with the very kind of like Americana type people. But they had a promotion, they had an advertisement with a trans woman, and lots of them got very angry about that. And then there were lots of people on the internet buying the beers and then shooting them with their guns and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, which doesn't make any sense, because if you're angry at the company, you know, and you buy their beer so you can shoot it, you're still giving the company money. So they probably don't care if you drink it or if you shoot it. It's the same for them. But yeah, people were doing that with these Barbies as well. They were burning Barbies. But, you know, they had to buy the Barbies first. So they were just giving more money to the company, really, which doesn't make sense. But anyway, like I said, I don't know that much about the movie, but I thought I would talk a bit about Barbie because this movie is a big, sensation. And some of you are probably thinking about it. So what I am going to talk about today is the history of Barbie, of the dolls, because I actually saw this on an Instagram page that I follow that has a lot of cool facts about history. It's called History Cool Kids. So if you're interested in history and you use Instagram, it's a very good page. I recommend it, History Cool Kids. And it has, yeah, lots of interesting stuff about history. And on there, I saw the story of Barbie, which I didn't know before, and I thought that was quite interesting, so I'm going to talk about it with you today. So some of you might know, but I'm guessing a lot of you don't know. A lot of us, we see Barbie dolls, we see them around, you know, we see children playing with them, we see them in the shops, and we probably don't think about where they came from, because yeah, like I said, they have been around for a long time. Even yeah, when I was a child, they were around, so they've always been there in my life. I didn't play with them myself, but I've always seen them around. You know, it's something that's very familiar to me, so I never really thought about where they came from. But the story was quite interesting and a bit surprising. So actually the origin of Barbie, like the inspiration, is actually from Germany. So there was, and I'm going to read this while I'm talking to you, so I'm just trying to remember the details. But yeah, there was a woman called Ruth Handler, and I'm pretty sure she was American, and she was visiting Europe, and she saw, she was a fan of this German comic strip, and this, you know, a comic strip is a small comic, you know, is a few pictures that you see, and in this case, in the newspaper. So it was in a German newspaper, there was this comic strip. So it was in the newspaper, it was for adults, actually, you know, it was more for adults. Well, it was for adults, really, because the content was quite, quite racy, quite provocative, so kind of sexual. So yeah, the content was kind of sexual, a little bit naughty. And this character, her name was Bild Lilly, which I don't know German, so I don't know exactly how German people would pronounce it. But when I read it, I would read it as Bild Lilly, like B-I-L-D. And this character was a woman who worked as a high-end cool girl. So basically like a very expensive prostitute. So definitely adult content. And she was always, from what I read, she was in these comics, she would kind of trick men or make men look kind of stupid or something. So she was this attractive, intelligent woman who worked as a cool girl. And I think she was kind of outsmarting these men in the comics. You know, there'd usually be some kind of raunchy joke, some kind of like sexual joke or something. So it's definitely adult content. And that was around from 1952 to 1961. And this American lady, Ruth Handler, she went to Europe and she was a fan of this comic. And she decided to purchase some dolls that were of this character, of this Bild Lilly character. She bought some dolls and she took them back home. And as I said, they were, you know, more like for adults, really. Like this comic was for adults and the doll was probably just for a bit of fun for adults. But what she noticed is her daughter was playing with it a lot. Her daughter liked the doll a lot. And she thought to herself, oh, there should probably be, you know, something like this for young girls to play with, where they can dress up the character with lots of clothes and things like that. And her daughter was called Barbara, which is where the name Barbie comes from. And actually her son was called Kenneth, and so that's why the male doll is called Ken, from her son's name. So she was not just any woman, you know, I didn't quite give the detail at the beginning. So even before she went to Europe, she was the co-founder of Mattel, which is a very big toy company. So she was the co-founder of a toy company. She wasn't just some woman that started making these. She did have access to, she had the means to create these dolls once she saw her daughter enjoyed playing with this doll from Germany. And then, yeah, that is how Barbie was created back in, it looks like it started, so as I said earlier, I'm reading while talking to you, it looks like it got popular when she showed it at a toy fair in 1959 in New York. So a toy fair, that would be like a place where people are exhibiting their new products, their new toys, and it seemed to be quite popular. And then in 1964, Mattel bought the rights to the doll, so then they could stop the production of the German doll, which would be kind of, you know, a bit of a copy. Well, I mean, it was the original one, but they didn't want something that looked like the same, so they stopped the production of the German one, and then the rest is history, as they say. And now Barbie is very, very popular, and now there's this movie that, according to the news, is going to reach $1 billion worth soon. So very popular movie, making a lot of money for the people that made it. So anyway, that was a bit about Barbie today, particularly about the history of Barbie. Thank you all very much for listening, and I'll see all of you back here next time.